From the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. The promised tariffs from President Donald Trump on Mexico and Canada are officially in place. Chad Smith has details on what this means for agriculture.
At 12:01 a.m. on Tuesday, March 4th, tariffs on Mexican and Canadian imports went into effect. At the same time, the tariff on Chinese imports doubled. Dave Salmonson, Senior Director of Government Affairs with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says these tariffs now cover a significant portion of American agricultural exports.
Mexico's $30 billion a year in our ag exports. Canada's 29. China's been about 24. Add them up. Those three countries are half of all U.S. agricultural exports. The U.S. said they were going to put 25% tariffs on good imports from Mexico, 25% on most things from Canada, 10% on energy products. And with China, we added 10%.
He says tariff retaliation includes a large list of U.S. agricultural products.
From Canada, starting off with a 25% import tariffs on U.S. products going in, we got poultry and dairy, wheat, barley, rye, a lot of grains. China also has a retaliation list. This will go into effect on March 10th for chicken, wheat, corn, and cotton, 15%, and then 10% tariffs on soybeans and sorghum and pork and beef and fruit and veggies, dairy products.
Salmonson says there are still some possibilities of negotiations on exclusions for agricultural products.
Now, these tariffs so far, other than a lower tariff on Canadian energy products, but there really haven't been exclusions. Over 85% of our potash comes from Canada. We don't want that subject to a 25% tariff that the U.S. put on it. Why don't you exclude that? If this lasts any length of time, the pressure on doing exclusions will certainly rise.
For more information on the tariffs, go to fb.org/trade. Chad Smith, Washington.
Livestock brand renewals and legislative updates. More on that when Farm Weekend returns.
With Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans, you'll find affordable Medicare supplement coverage that helps cover certain out-of-pocket expenses Medicare doesn't cover. We encourage you to compare our rates. Contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you or visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government.
The 2025 livestock brand renewal window is now open. If you have an email address on file, please search all your email inboxes for the renewal email. If you do not have an email on file, you will receive a renewal letter in the postal mail. Livestock brands are due for renewal on April 1st. Brands that expire will become available to the public for registration after June 1st. When policy is being discussed in Topeka or Washington, D.C., there may be a short opportunity for you, as a constituent, to have your say. Getting timely alerts from Kansas Farm Bureau can help you act quickly. Stay informed by subscribing to Kansas Farm Bureau's weekly legislative updates and action alerts. Sign up at www.kfb.org/advocacy. Next, Insight with Kim Baldwin.
Frustrated with your current healthcare coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfbhealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
Now, Insight with Kim Baldwin.
I drove my kids to school one morning last week. As we drove to town, we passed a farm pond that had the remains of a homemade hockey rink pulled onto the wheat surrounding the pond. This particular pond has had many days this winter where the ice has been so thick that hockey games and ice skating has been a common sight for passersby. Now, the ice on the pond has melted and replaced by an impressive number of geese floating on the water. As I inched closer to the school drop-off line, I couldn't believe my eyes. Shorts. They were everywhere. Yes, the temperature outside that morning was significantly warmer than the majority of the days we've experienced the last few months. These were the same kids who didn't have outside recess because of extreme wind chills just days before. And now, these same kids were all walking into school that morning wearing shorts. Who knows if winter will reappear again before spring officially sets in? All I know is that the warmer temperatures, the bright sun, and the lack of wind have left many who experienced extreme cabin fever ready to embrace the next season.
Join us next weekend for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.